Yes, that was the Flash Cube and the Sweet Spot. Releases a single on Big Stir Records on Friday. Yeah, that's from a forthcoming album. Very likely so. Anyway, before that we heard Alice Cooper and Black Mamba from The Revenge of Alice Cooper, which has like the reunites the living members of the original Alice Cooper band. But anyway, that was also released on Friday. And we started things off with Bruce Springsteen. We heard Silver Mountain. And we started things off with Repo Man. Both of those were from Tracks 2, The Lost Albums. Released in June of 2025. Yeah, those are pretty good. So I'm reading this article here. This is from Mises Wire from the Mises Institute. It's called from Ryan McMakin, Why Classical Liberal Constitutionalism Has Failed. The old classical liberal political tactics of constitutionalism, state building, and universal suffrage have clearly failed. But right now, it's 5 minutes past the hour, so we'll probably get to the top of the RIDs before we fall too far behind. So anyway, by the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamber.ehh.us, channel pound skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com, place the O with a zero, for playlists and show archives. The archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlist will not be updated for about a day or so. I'll be pretty good about updating the playlist. You can also join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low-budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. I'm getting through a... I was watching the Doctor Who Classics channel on my Fire Stick, and they had Italians of Wang Chiang. Incidentally, there was a band in Canada, I think. And that's all had. They had all four parts of Legopolis. So I watched that, and after that, they had was it Robot? So I watched part one of that, and then I turned it off because it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, so it was time to go to bed. So anyway, amazingly enough, you've survived hour number three of this week's. Hour number two of this week's, the next show. We'll be back with hour number three of the show, featuring, Fun with Fish and the featured artist, which is Uncle Tupelo. We'll have that right after this.
Radio!
Radio! You are listening to Radio
Free Vision. Free Vision. Oh my god, RFD.
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
Hey,
hey-ho, Kermit the Frog here. Listen to the Tom and Daryl Show on Friday night.
Starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific Time.
One red Solo cup.
Red Solo cup.
One slightly illegal transmitter. And one homebrew antenna. Live from Minneapolis, Minnesota, you're listening to Radio Free Solo Cup.
Hey, so if you're not doing anything on Wednesday night, you should totally tune into The World According to Clay and Ritchie at 6 a.m. Central on the RFD Network.
The AI job losses are here. How bad will it get? And where will the new jobs come from? Last week, Salesforce.com disclosed that AI is now doing between a third and half of its internal work. They've already reassigned 500 workers to other roles and laid off 8,000. Microsoft plans 15,000 layoffs, including 6,000 software developers, also citing AI, Clippy's Revenge, and so much for Learn to Code. Visa cut 1,400, Facebook 3,600, Intel 5,000. Even Chevron and British Petroleum cut a combined 17,000 jobs, citing artificial intelligence. The Wall Street Journal estimates U.S. public companies have laid off 3.5% of their workers over the past 3 years. Now, interestingly, they've laid off 4.5% of executives and over 6% of middle managers. Now, AI hitting white collar should not be a surprise. Mike Rowe, host of Dirty Jobs, has long predicted that AI would wipe out white collars, with electricians and pipe fitters inheriting the earth. Still, there's a lot of white collars, that's most jobs in the U.S. McKinsey says AI could affect 12 million jobs by 2030, that's 2 million per year. Brookings predicts 36 million. The OECD estimates 1 in 4 jobs are at risk of automation. Now, this all sounds dire, but remember, we've had comparable wages of automation many times in history, from agricultural mechanization to the internet in the 90s, which was also supposed to wipe out the jobs. In fact, tech making humans useless has been predicted for literally thousands of years. Aristotle worried about ox plows replacing agricultural workers. Medieval Europe had a job scare over water mills, and yet it never happens. The reason is human wants are unlimited, so as tech makes us richer, whether it's ox plows or supply chains, stuff that used to pay little or nothing now pays well enough to be considered a job. So actors used to be in line with prostitutes, now they're millionaires. Personal trainers in high automation America make 10 times what they make in low automation Honduras. In short, automation is an escalator. You take one step down, but pay for everything else goes up even faster. So what are these new jobs? In short, anything where human presence is the value. Consider that handmade things cost more than factory, even though handmade has more errors. Or that vending machines have existed for a century, yet bartenders have tripled since 1900 per capita. In the 1960s, stadium concerts barely existed. There were just 3 between 1965 and 1970. Today, there's 500 a year, despite the fact you can watch concerts for free on YouTube. 1970, there were a dozen comedy clubs in the U.S. Now there's over 1,000. So we're talking bartenders and YouTubers, nurses and caregivers, people who make things by hand, therapists, tutors, private chefs, travel guides, stylists, decorators, personal trainers, dance teachers, diet coaches. In short, we replace the cubicle farm with an economy made of humans. And when the dust settles, we're probably looking at a temporary, maybe half-point rise in unemployment while people shift into new jobs, ones that pay even better, specifically because of the background automation. So it's next brought to you by iTrust Capital. AI will transform tens of millions of jobs. In the near term, this transfers wealth to blue collars and away from journalists. In the long run, it makes our economy far more human than the soul-crushing cubicle farms that future generations will look upon with pity. Read the rest with charts and all the gory details at prophecyknowns.com. Okay, we'll be watching. See you next time.
This is Number 6, host of the Six of One show, and I'm grateful that so many of you have donated to help keep the lights on here at RFD. If you love the programming on this network, I hope you'll consider making a donation. now. We know what it's like to live on the brink of poverty, and we don't want any of our listeners to make their situations worse. But some of you folks have jobs, and even $5 a month from enough people will go a long way towards defraying costs. $50 a month would go even further. So, if you value the teaching, or you just happen to be in a generous mood, head on over to dishnuts.net on the web and make a one-time or recurring donation. And I'll thank you for your service. And now it's time for some fun with fish on the next show.
Thank you.
Yes, that was Fun with Fish. Up to three tracks from America's favorite jam band. That was Storage Jam / Sleeping Monkey. Recorded on July 2nd, 2011 at the Super Bowl IX at Watkins Glen International, Watkins Glen, New York, and released as found on the album Live Bait, Volume 11, released in 2015. So yeah, there you go. And that's all we had time for. It took up like over 22 minutes of our time. So right now it's 37 minutes past the hour. So we should probably get to the featured artist segment before we fall too far behind. So let's cue the intro for that.
And now, the featured artist segment on the next show.
And this week, we're featuring Uncle Tupelo. I think this is going to be like the last part of this. And next week, I'm doing Blue Rodeo. In keeping with the alt country theme. So, anyway, doing Uncle Tupelo here. Wait a second. Here you go. All right. Well, anyway, we're up to their third album, which is March 16th to 20th, 1992. The title refers to the five-day span during which the album was recorded. An almost entirely acoustic recording. The album features original songs and covers of traditional folk songs in near equal number. It was produced by REM guitarist Peter Buck. In 1990, REM guitarist Peter Buck attended an Uncle Tupelo concert at the 40 Watt Club in Athens, Georgia. Buck was particularly impressed with the band's rendition of the Lovin' Brothers' Great Atomic Power and contacted the band after the show. Uncle Tupelo singers Jay Farr and Jeff Tweedy exchanged their interest in bluegrass music with Buck and decided to collaborate on an acoustic music project in the future. 2 years later, alternative rock bands such as Nirvana broke into the mainstream. Farr was right about the pressure from the music industry to sound like the trend. Uncle Tupelo's frustrations with the record label Rockville Records grew when the label refused to pay the band's royalties for the sales of them for the first two albums. This resulted in Nothing to Lose context for the recording of a third album, which was in sharp contrast to the popular music styles at the time. Uncle Tupelo decided to record an album of folk songs. So anyway, let's listen to a track from March 16th to 20th, 1992. Here's Uncle Tupelo.
You find
in Grindstone.
At the end of your line, looking for a piece of something, maybe a piece of mine. But I've lost and run down, nowhere to hold on. Tired to take your place at the end, son. Give you one by one. No light ever shines, set in tears that dry. Maybe a waste of words and time. Never. Every hour will be spent filling a quota, just getting along. Handcuffs hurt worse when you've done nothing wrong. No thanks to the treadmill, no thanks to the grindstone. There's plenty of descent from these rungs below. Clockwork. Maybe a waste of words and time, never a waste of life. Treadmill, no thanks to the grindstone. There's plenty of descent from these rungs below. The clockwork of destruction hanging close over our heads. Always a smokestack cloud for a slow walk in death. No light ever shines, set in tears that dry. Maybe a waste of words and time, never a waste of life. Maybe a waste of words and time, never a waste of life.
Hope I didn't wake anybody. Honey, please wait up for me. I miss you more than I need sleep. Guess I'll let you go, even though I don't want to. Honey, please wait up for me. I need you. I can't keep up this speed.
And beer, and beer, and I
was my mind. Now I'm ready to take your hand.
Four songs from Uncle Tupelo there. That was their cover version of Iggy Pop's I Want to Be Your Dog. That was not on the original version. That was from the 2003 remaster. Before that, we heard Moonshiner. And we heard Wait Up. And we started this off with Grindstone. All those are from March 16th to 20th, 1992. Released in 1992. So, anyway, this brings us to their next album, which is Anodyne, released on Sire Records on October 5th, 1993. Their last album. Their only recording to appear on the American Billboard Heatseekers chart. Despite the lack of a single to promote the album's sales, eventually surpassed 150,000 copies. A promotional tour for the album began later that year, including a sold-out show at Tramps in New York City. Most shows on the tour sold over 1,000 tickets. The success of the tour encouraged the label, according to Sire executive Bill Bentley. People here thought we were going to have platinum records for Uncle Tupelo. So anyway, let's listen to a track from this. Here's Uncle Tupelo and the Long Cut.
Take the wrong cut. We'll get there eventually. a deep rut, and it's been killing me. If you wanna take the long cut, we'll get there eventually.
These are two songs by Uncle Tupelo. That was Chickamauga, and we started things off with the long cut. Both of those were Anodyne, released on Sire Records in 1993. Their last album, their last album. So anyway, then they would break up and form. Sunvolt and Wilco, respectively. So anyway, that's the end of Uncle Tupelo. And next week, I'm going to feature a Blue Rodeo. It's 3 minutes past the hour. So it probably gets to the top of the RIDs before we're all too far behind. If you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.e.us, channel pound Skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com for playlists and place the O with a zero for a playlist and show archives. The archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlist will not be updated for about a day or so. And you can also join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low-budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. So, yeah. Amazingly enough, you survived hour number three of this week's The Next Show. We'll be back with hour number four of the show, featuring a tribute to Mick Ralph. We'll have that right after this.
Netflix last week.
The Next Show on Radio Free Digital.
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
This is RFD.
One red solo cup.
Red solo cup.
One slightly illegal transmitter. And one homebrew antenna. Live from Minneapolis, Minnesota, you're listening to Radio Free Solo Cup.
Do you need a promo for your show? Contact Byron Lee Productions. Amazing single track editing and eventual pinkish delivery.
This song is corny and trite. Blink is like wink, but not quite.
All right, see those woods over there?
Yeah.
So I usually just go in there and pick some crap, what?
Oh, I was just saying, okay.
Oh, yeah, it's all good, it's all good. But anyway, yeah, it's usually a little bit sparse this time of year. But if you look hard enough, you should be able to find something.
yeah, that sounds pretty easy. I should be able to do that.
Wait! One more thing. Whatever you do, don't go beyond the rickety bridge.
Why not? Huh?
Because
you'll get lost!
Yes. Anyway, yeah, I don't have an intro for the tribute segment. But anyway, we're paying tribute to Mick Ralphs. Yeah, here we go. And let's see, yeah, I'll do that. So we're up to like their commercial breakthrough, which is the David Bowie produced All the Young Dudes, which was a hit. It peaked at like number 89 in the Billboard album charts, although the title track peaked at number 39 on the Billboard Hot 100. Yeah, here we go. Oh, number 34. My bad. No, number 37. Number 37 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. Number 34 on the U.S. Cashbox Top 100. Number 32 on the U.S. Record World. And number 31, the Canada Top Singles. Number 3 on the, so that's pretty good. So listen to the B-side of this single. Yeah, as well. Yeah, here we go. The B side of the single, Mata Hoople. And one of the boys, paying tribute to Mick Ralph, on the next show.
that you're so mad.
Are you gonna be there?
Yeah, I
We heard three songs by Mata Hoople. That was Roll Away the Stone. Oh, wow. And before that, we heard Violence from Mott. Now, Roll Away the Stone from the Hoople. I mean, since 74. Violence was from Mott, released in 1973. And we started things off with one of the boys from All the Young Dudes, released in 1972. Now, it's kind of... move on to Bad Company, but I'm reading about Ralph Lassick's appearance with Mott Hoople was on the Mott album, which featured the hits all the way from Memphis. Lyrics tell the story of Ralph having his guitar stolen in Long Island before a gig in Memphis in 1972. So, let's play I'll play that song. Yeah, this is from Vinyl. I'm doing this. Yeah, from the Vinyl Rip. From the Vinyl Rip of Mott. Here's Mott the Hoople. And All the Way from Memphis.
Instruments are best, so it's a mighty long way down rockin'. there's a man.
I know that that was a single version of it. Yeah, that was not the album version, because that was like a, where is it? Oh, here. Yeah. Oh, come on. Yeah, we can find the album version. Not gonna play it here. Let me do this. Oh, great. Now it's freezing up. Okay, here. Way. Yeah, this is not it. Yes. Yeah, out here. Mott 73. Classic rock. Oh, here. Yeah, we got it. Yeah, this only 120. It's not good encode. Oh, here. And it's frozen up again. Now what are we going to do? Yeah, I'm going to have to... Oh, here, yes. Responded. Okay, well, we're going to forget that. And, just move on to Bad Company. Why not? So, let's see. Ralph founded Bad Company with vocalist Paul Rogers from Free. Described as a rock supergroup, then manager, their manager Peter Grant was the manager of Led Zeppelin, and Bad Company were the first band signed to Zeppelin's Swan Song label. The band's debut album included the hit track written by Rouse, Can't Get Enough, which he tuned his guitar in open C tuning. Oh yeah, that was the one that like, it's like kind of like the same melody as One of the Boys. But anyway... let's do another track from this album. Here's a Bad Company and Rocksteady. And paying tribute to Nick Ralphs on the next show.
about you. Think about love. Darling, I don't live without you. And your love. If I had those golden dreams of my yesterday,
two tracks from Bad Company. That was Feel Like Making Love from Straight Shooter, released in March 1975 on Swan Song Records. We started things off with Rocksteady from their self-titled debut album, also released on Swan Song Records, but this was released in May of 1974. So, anyway, this brings us to their next album, Run With The Pack, released on January 30th, 1976, but it was recorded in France using the Rolling Stones mobile truck in September 1975 with engineer Ron Nevison and mixed in Los Angeles by Eddie Kramer. So anyway, let's listen to the title track from this album. Here's Bad Company and Run With The Pack. We're paying tribute to Mick Ralph on the next show.
You won't even
featured three songs by Bad Company. That was Heartbeat. And we heard, before they heard Burning Sky, both of those were from a title track from Burning Sky, released on Swan Song Records in, actually not released on Swan Song Records, released on Island Records in on March 1977. So yeah, that was kind of interesting. Before that, we heard Run With the Pack, title track from that album, released in 1976 on Swan Song Records. So, anyway, this brings us to their next album. They didn't even record a new album for like 2 years, but they released Desolation Angels on March 1979. Let's listen to the track from that. Here's Bad Company and Rock and Roll Fantasy. Company and Rock and Roll Fantasy from Desolation Angels, released on Island Records in 1979. And all those albums, which were Bad Company self-titled albums, also Straight Shooter, Run With the Pack, Burn in the Sky, and Desolation Angels, all five of those albums, recorded with the same lineup, with Paul Rogers on vocals and guitar, piano and synthesizers, Mick Rouse, the late Mick Rouse on guitar and keyboards, Boz Burrow on bass, and Simon Kirk on drums. That would be the original lineup, which recorded all albums until Rough Diamonds in 1982. So anyway, 1 minute past the hour, so it looks like we're out of time here. So we'll reconvene with a tribute to Mick Rouse Part 3 next week. Here we go. Eric and Ernie are going to play us out of here, I think. Yeah. Yes, that's the show. The next live show on RFD will be the Connor Dowell afternoon show at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 Central. And then after that, you have the World According to Clay and Rachie at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central. And after that, some Jim Pemberton show. Give me back the 70s, I think. Stay tuned for a replay of Club and Pale Overnight. Bring me sunshine, bring me love. Bring me sunshine. Tune in next week. Particularly awesome show. All the while, in this world where we live, there will be a happiness, so much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Bring me happy through the years. Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love, sweet love. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love. So next week, this is number 6, reminding you to lather, rinse, repeat. Do something about those springer nails, and oh yes, drive safely and drink milk. The show's over. So why are you still listening to the show? Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye. Show's over, goodbye.
Oh, by the way, join us at on the web at thenextshow.com, place to deal with the zero, for a playlist and show archives. I'm going to go to the next one.